This is Fresh Air. Today, our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, departs slightly from his usual record review to talk about a small record company called Music and Arts Programs of America. Lloyd says their unusual catalog offers some of the best historic live performances ever recorded.
A little later, I'll play you an excerpt from a remarkable new old recording. But it's not so much a particular performance I'd like to call your attention to. It's a recording company, Music and Arts Programs of America, the latest incarnation of what used to be officially known as and is still sometimes called the Bruno Walter Society, or Disco Corp. This is an organization I'm devoted to because they perform an invaluable service to music lovers and record collectors. Along with some excellent new recordings, they release in the best available sound historic recordings, most of them from actual live concerts. They have superb taste in the musicians they concentrate on, including some of the century's greatest conductors, Arturo Toscanini, Wilhelm Furtwängler, Otto Klemperer, and naturally Bruno Walter. As Music and Arts, they're now producing only CDs, although some of their earlier LPs are still available. Of course, even at its best, the sound of a live recording dating back 30 or 40 years doesn't have the glamorous sheen of today's digital engineering, and some of the performances lack the technical finish that can only be created in a recording studio. But it's the rarity and vitality of the performances themselves that make these discs so precious. For example, there's Music and Art's new issue of the Bruckner Sixth Symphony that Otto Klemperer performed with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam in 1961. Klemperer shows us just how Bruckner, in this marvelous but relatively ignored work, takes his two idols, Beethoven and Wagner, and makes them sing with his own eccentric but heroic combination of solemnity and naivete. Here's the fanciful trio section from the third movement.
Thank you.
3.5 years later, Klemperer made a studio recording of this with the New Philharmonia, and it's one of his most beautiful Bruckner performances. Angel Records has just reissued it on cassette. With all its precision and beauty, and the authority of a conductor admired for his deep penetration of this music, you wouldn't imagine much was missing, until you hear the more personal inflections of the live performance, the more exciting sweep from phrase to phrase and movement to movement. In spite of some raggedness of ensemble and the feeling of listening to an old radio broadcast, no other performance can take its place. The CD also includes a fascinating live performance of the Brahms Variations on a Theme by Haydn. The Music and Arts catalog currently lists such choice items as Toscanini's live Verdi Requiem, his Beethoven Missa Solemnis, and even a 2-disc set of rehearsals for his famous broadcast recording of Verdi's Falstaff. There's the Furtwängler Don Giovanni, a Klemperer Beethoven Ninth, a Mahler Kindertotenlieder sung by Marian Anderson and conducted by Jascha Harnstein, and many more. These discs can be a little hard to locate outside of the large record stores, but you can write or call directly to Music and Arts in Berkeley, California. It's worth taking the trouble to find them. Even aside from the historical and musical value of these recordings, it's important to be reminded that making music is primarily a living experience, not only an electronic one.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. The record company Music and Arts Programs of America is located in Berkeley, California.